Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 8, The Seed of David Becoming the Son of God. Lord's Day, Related Verses, Romans 1, verses 1 through 4. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, a called apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets and the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Hebrews 1 verses 1 through 6. God, having spoken of old in many portions and in many ways to the fathers and the prophets, has at the last of these days spoken to us in the Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the universe. Who, being the effulgence of his glory and the impress of his substance, and upholding and bearing all things by the word of his power, having made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Having become as much better than the angels as to have inherited a more distinguished name than they. For to which of the angels has he ever said, You are my son, this day have I begotten you? And again, I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me? And when he brings again the firstborn into the inhabited earth, he says, And let all the angels of God worship him. Revelations 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star.